Serving the U.S. military is thought to bring with it a sense of duty, pride, and respect. Yet, as we saw in recent stories revealing how a small number of military members distributed photos of female members via social media and other outlets, there are some, I guess, who failed to grasp that belief system I mentioned. This story also displayed a bias against the Marines in a way you were probably unaware of, which my next guest thankfully recently wrote about. She is a former Marine who is now a senior contributor at TheStream.com, Jude Eden. Thanks for being here today, Jude.
Thanks for having me.
And Jude also has her own website, politicalanimalblog.com. Give us some background on the story first before we get what you revealed. How was the story initially reported, and what were some of the deeds that were being done?
Sure. On March 7th, the expose was released by a Marine Iraq veteran turned writer, Thomas J. Brenner, and he released a story that hundreds of Marines were being investigated for sharing naked photos of female colleagues. There were three kinds of sharing. In the worst case, Marine followed a female and photographed her and then posted it and posted identifying information. By the time he released that presser, that Marine had already been discharged. In the other cases of sharing, there were two ways that things were shared. They either copied selfies that women had taken and posted themselves on social media, like Instagram and stuff like that, and they were then copied, and identifying information was given on other social media sites, and vulgar commentary ensued. In the third case of sharing, women had shared nude or even pornographic photos of themselves with their boyfriends. They shared those photos by phone. They essentially were sexting their boyfriends, now former boyfriends, obviously, and those boyfriends then later exploited those photographs. Now, I condemn that behavior in my article and take the opportunity to do so now. And I point out that this is completely antithetical to how Marines are trained, to our notions of good conduct, to our leadership traits. What feminists are doing in the media is trying to portray this as representative of the entire Marine Corps. And it was only a few days later that Business Insider revealed that this scandal crosses all military branches. And yet, it's only the Marines that were called to the carpet that need to, quote-unquote, change their masculinist culture. And the reason for that, as I write about, is that they integrated their combat units under protest. So General Joe Dunford had asked for exemption from the policy to add women to their combat units. He had mountains of data to back up that request and was completely ignored. Ashton Carter, then Secretary of Defense, didn't even bother to read any of the results from the Marines' three-year study that was peer-reviewed. So they integrated their combat units with objection. And now they're being punished for that. That is being opposition to putting women in combat units is now being redefined as misogyny itself. And what this is out of the feminist playbook. They did it with the Tailhook scandal, where they completely exaggerated the number of sexual assaults that happened in 1991 at one of the annual Navy celebrations that was in Tailhook. There were actually only two women who were assaulted, but they magnified it because they wanted, at the time, it was a push for women in combat pilot jobs. They did the same thing again in 2013 when there was an expose declaring that there had been 26,000 sexual assaults in the military in 2012. That number was highly dubious. It included everything from quote-unquote, unwanted contact to actual rape. It included anonymous accusations that cannot be verified. It included, as the Pentagon has done in its sexual assault reporting since 2008, it includes sexual assaults that happened before the victim was in service. So it's an inaccurate number. They also inferred the actual number of assaults, and they just said, well, we're going to apply this like a ratio for a certain number of people, and that's how they got their number 26,000. It's not an accurate number, but they used the outrage that followed that expose to push women in combat units, and that went before Leon Panetta. And, you know, as we all know, he was the one who announced that in 2013 that they're going to open combat units to women. At every time, feminists have argued that opening more jobs to women is going to stop the sexual assault, and it never does. Sexual assaults are still on the rise. So this is just part of that feminist playbook. They're using the outrage on a particular scandal to exaggerate how large and prevalent that scandal is, and to forward their own agenda at the moment, that is having integrated the combat units. They want to see Marine boot camp integrated, and they want 20% females, which is almost tripling the number of females in the ranks.
Oh, Jude Eden with her about her article, Photo Scandal Behavior is Now How Marines Are Made. It's published at thestream.com. It's dated April 18th. We've linked to it as well over to our website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And your article just brings out so many points versus what the mainstream media coverage of this was. The mainstream media took this almost equating the Marines with the guards at Abu Ghraib with what the very few did in those hideous photos with the prisoners over there. And you also bring out another point as a secondary, I think, equal important point, the source, the actual sources of these photos, which that part was completely ignored in the mass media reporting. And, you know, I wonder how many of these women who posted their photos in Instagram and Tumblr and all those outlets, if they would do the same thing with the photo of a similar photo and tape it to a lamppost in New York City, because that's basically what they're doing.
Yeah, there's a known risk. You know, we can question the wisdom of sharing intimate photos with, you know, 18 to 24 year olds. That certainly isn't wise. But as I point out, you know, feminists have long since drummed out of society those collective social mores and the expectation of high standards of conduct that we used to have. They've been telling us that's retrograde, it's sexist, when in fact, you know, high standards of conduct have always protected women. But we can't, you know, we can no longer give women the common sense advice that sexy selfies not taken cannot be exploited, or that if they don't want to feel objectified, they should first start by not objectifying themselves. It's kind of embarrassing when you see some of these social media sites where women, military women, are posting side-by-sides of themselves in uniform and out of uniform, clothing optional. You know, that just as sharing private photos and ugly commentary following is conduct unbecoming, the military term, so is taking nude photos of yourself and sharing them, or taking sexy selfies of yourself and sharing them. That's no more becoming conduct than the misuse of those same photos. So, you know, if women want respect, they need to act in a way that earns respect. Sure. But a lot of these, there's this assumption that men are bad, women are innocent, and automatically the victims. And what we have to do is purge, quote-unquote, masculinist culture. Well, what is that? Just purging tough men, the exact kind of people who are good at war fighting. And we're really crippling ourselves, you know, in society and by extension in the Marine Corps or in our military broadly, you know, by doing this. Russia apparently now has this trove of photos, but they don't have to hack to get photos like these. Women are posting them of themselves.
It's this is just some of the key points Jude brings out, along with the fact of the hopes for what a non-gender military would create versus the facts when it comes to the rates of assault, and also points out, too, that separate boot camps wind up producing better Marines, at least, with less distractions, for the obvious reason, because you humans are humans, no matter what the medals or the color of the clothing happens to be. The article, again, is Photo Scandal Behavior is Not How Marines Are Made. It was published April 18th at thestream.com. You can also read Jude's writing at her blog, politicalanimalblog.com. Former Marine, senior contributor at thestream.com, Jude Eden. Jude, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.